Yes.
Okay, so if we go to the Gemara that we were on Pei Zayin Amud Bet, if you remember last time we dealt with the extensive Hoshea Gemara, and we talked about that the place of the of that within the context of Korban Pesach. So I was debating, there's a lot of other Agadata, as I mentioned, right? It's a full another Amud of Agadata here, right? So again, it's one of these Pesachim, like I said, has a decent number of long Agadata units, right? We have full blot. Like if you go through and you see how many of them we did, right? We did the one on Amearetz, which was a blot and a half, and we did the ones on light metaphors, which was like two blot. It's a double page.
So last week, I don't think I was here last week. So what did you do last week?
So, I'm not going back through it.
No, I know. Just like the cliff note, like what's the one sentence pitch?
No. Know? Right. So after this, the Gemara. So after when we picked up, right. So after the Gemara's whole discussion of Hoshea, so the Gemara then has this very interesting discussion of the. The four kinyanim of God. And then the Gemara picks up with this very odd line I want to focus on and talk a little bit Chazal's perspective on conversion. So the Gemara here quotes Amar Rebbe Elazar. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Second, where is it?
Second big line in my
notes. Second big line? Yeah. No, there we go. No, there we go. Fourth big line. There we go. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Okay, so fourth line. I have it in the fourth. You have the Ozva Hadar. It's a little bit different. So the Ozva Hadar, it's on the second wide line in the old style Vilna. It's on the fourth wide line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo higla kadosh baruch hu et Yisrael, levein ha'umot, ela kidei sheyitasfu aleihem gerim. The God sent the Jews into galut, into exile, so that converts could be added to them. And what's the proof text? So again, because we were talking about Hoshea, sheneemar uziratiha li va'aretz, and I will plant her or sow her to me in the land. Klum adam zorei asaya ela lahachnis kama karin. Isn't the reason that you plant so you can collect many kor of grain? So too, we plant the Jews in Galut to be able to harvest many new Jews. Rabbi Yochanan amar mehacha. And Yochanan learns it from the second parak of Hoshea, Virichamti lo ruchama. It puns on this, right? What is Virichamti at lo ruchama? So I will have mercy on those who I didn't have mercy on, meaning...
There's going to be new people.
Right? Well, so what's the continuation? It's Virichamti at lo ruchama v'amarti lo ami amiata. And I'll say to those who are not my nation, you are my nation.
Oh.
Now, what did it mean? That the Jews who I temporarily said were not my nation, I will call you my nation again. But the Midrash it read on it said, no, the people who were literally not Ami are Ami. Right? They will now be my nation. And again, the first part of the pasuk was Ratili Ba'aret, that I will plant you. I will sow, you will sow in the world, and you will, and I will harvest. Right? So what I want to do is focus on this line. Is Chazal, this idea in Chazal, that the purpose of Galut was to collect Gehirim for the Jewish people. Now there's two very different things going on here that come together very interestingly. Okay, what are the two major claims that are being made here that we have to analyze? So one is about converts. right, is that God apparently is very into the idea of converts. And what's the other part to it?
The galut.
The galut, right? Meaning there's two very, the Gemara here is saying two very major things. It's saying that galut is not just punishment, but it is a something else. It's constructive. In this case, yeah, it's outreach. And the other is specifically that we really, really, really want gerim, right? Those are the two, so those are the two things that we have to deal with. We're mostly going to focus on the conversion one, but along the way, we're going to talk about the claims about galut as well. So if I asked you just to add this Gemara, and I said, okay, what do you think? Do Chazal have a positive view of conversion? What would you say?
Yeah, of course.
Great, just from this Gemara, it would be great. But other Gemaras are a little bit more complicated. So if you look, for example, in 3, I'll come back to 2 in just a second. This is probably the most famous Gemara that creates a problem for it is Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Kashim Geirin Yisrael Kisapachat. Converts are as hard to the Jewish people as a scab. Shene Emar, V'nilvea Ger Alehem V'smechul Beit Yaakov. And the stranger or the ger will join himself with them. They will cleave to the Jews. V'nispach. So the Gemara reads is k'tiv hacha v'nispecho u'k'tiv hatam. And it says in the context of tzara'at, l'se'et u'l'sapachat. So sapachat is one of the mitzvah, right, the expressions of tzara'at. And therefore, converts are like tzara'at.
There's also a bunch of psukkaman.
Sure, that doesn't mean we want them. Once they, right? Liz, very careful. It's clear. It's clear that once we have converts, we should be very good to them. But the question of whether we want them is a very interesting question. And what I want to do is try to think: how do you read through Agaritas, which at first glance, you know. I don't know what to tell you, right? Yes.
Could it be that it's not saying that like gerim are bad, but it's like hard for them to get like accustomed to our like joining in.
Okay, good. So wait. Let's talk methodologically. Before you give me an answer, think methodologically. So if you have these, and we have other statements, obviously, what do you do? Right, if you want to come up with a holistic perspective, so what do you do? So one possible way is you don't come up with a holistic perspective. You say it's a machloket, right? It's like when people say that crazy line that drives me. Whatever. Chazal say. Eigevalt. Chazal say. Yes, you're right. Chazal. Tois the Balia Tosvot say. Right? Or in the modern version, the Gedoilim say. Yes, all of them. Pe'echad. They have the exact same perspective. No one ever argued in the history of the world. So one possibility is Machloket, that there were people who were like, yes, we would like converts, and other people would like, Yesh Ladun. Yesh Ladun. Good. So one possibility is Machloket. Good. If you don't want to do that, what do you have to do? Correct. So you can say, depends on the convert. Good converts, yes. Bad converts, no, not so much. Right? We don't like the bad ones. Or? Good. And then you'd have to say, well, what? Right? Then we'd have to work out the two Gemara. And we'd say, good. So Ezra says, analyze this. So what could you do? You could also say, look, it is simultaneously true that God wants gerim, and they're also kisapachat, right? Good, because it could be different perspectives. Very good. It could be that there's a perspective in which kisapachat is a perspective in which we want them, or maybe God wants them and we don't want them, right? Or, very good. Yes. Whoa. I'm talking methodology. What else could you do, right? So we have one possibility is machloket. Second is, right, is to apply it to different gerim. Right, the third is to look at it from different perspectives about the same gerim. Right, or different times. Right, again, so right, if we think methodologically, one is to say it's machloket. The second is to say both are true, but it's about different people, or different times, or different something. Or the third is to say no, they apply to the same people, but from different perspectives. I think those are basically
what the words mean.
Right, or you could just read it out and say sapachat is a good thing, or sending it
doesn't exist. Things like
right, or things like that. Right. You could just like.
Or we're converting that N to whatever so that we can flash that.
Or sure, you could do so. You could be crazy, right? Of course, you could be masochist. You could be not masochist. Sadistic. Yes, sadistic. There we go. You could be sadistic. You're right. Yes, you could always be sadistic. That's always a possibility. Good. Okay. So why don't I start you on Tosfot? So Tosfot in Kiddushin, and I this is not. I don't know. I don't remember if this is a full translation or it's a summary. I just took it from some of these sources. I took from an old sheet that I made, and I put whatever translation and or summary I had put there. So I don't know what this is, so if it helps you, great. So Tosfot quotes six positions.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's analyze them methodologically. Tosfot in Kiddushim says, Perish Bekuntris. Rashi says, in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Yakar, Lefi she'enem bikim b'mitzvot u'mevi'im poranut. V'od she'milamnim Yisrael b'maseyem. Rashi says, why are they like a scab? Because they don't know how to keep mitzvot, and therefore they bring calamities to the Jewish people, and the Jews learn from their ways. Atrocious. Bad. Good. How do you work a statement like that into the other line in the Gemara? So either you say, it's a machloket, or you say,
We accept them, but
like maybe when they eventually learn the mitzvot, it's good. But you know, that doesn't happen so much. I mean, like, in theory, in principle, God wants gerim, but like, it doesn't always work out or something like that. Good. So that right, that's the problem with a thing like that. So maybe you have to go. I agree with Ezra. Here it would be to me, it's more like machlokedi because like God wanted them, but they're horrible for us, right? Like that's a bit. But that's Rashi. Oh, so okay. So I'm hold that thought. Okay, please hold it because that's going to be number five. We're going to get there. But first, you need to see what five is responding to. But hold it, Mordechai, okay? Very good. Well, 1 second. V'yesh mefarshim, second Basmati, this is also Rashi in Nida. L'fi shekol Yisrael arevim zeh bezeh. The problem is, we're arevim. Why is that a problem?
Because that means a negative.
They're not going to keep mitzvot, and therefore, it's not just we'll learn from them. We're going to be directly responsible for their sins. And then Tosfot rejects it. Why? V'lav miltehi de'lonit arvu b'shvil gerim k'shkiblu ha'Torah. Nope, we never accepted arvut on gerim when we accept the Torah. No. We have no responsibility for them. That is not true. That's
actually came from Dunham. That means he came from a Gerim.
Don't ask me. This is what he says. Okay, nimsa l'kol echam yisrael sheishmod elef v'shoshal afim b'tav kufim b'ritach kulin darvut zavazeh almalon edvaravun agerim sha'arbe Erev Rav Allah Itam, because the Gemara there gives a number of how many people you're responsible for, and it was the number of Klal Yisrael minus the Erev Rav, so you see that we don't have Arva. Again, according to this line, the problem is they're going to do Averit and we're going to be responsible. How does that jive with our Gemara? Kashe. Hard, yeah? Good. Possibly three. V'yesh mefarshim dikashim gein l'Yisrael kisapachat l'fisha hizra kadosh baruch hu aleim b'chav dalet mekomot shelo hanarotam. Third possibility is the Torah in 24 places warns us to take care of the gerim, and it's really hard to do that properly. And therefore, why is it gesapachat? Because we aren't going to treat them properly. It's just not. It's impossible, and therefore we'll be punished. So does that line work with our Gemara? 100%. Because what does it say? Our Gemara says we really want to have gerim. But it's really hard. It's really hard, and we're not always going to live up to our expectations. But we want them. It's sapacha because we, the non-converted Jewish community, will just fail in our responsibilities to them.
Right.
Does that work with it?
Yeah.
100%. You understand how that would do it. V'yesh mefarshim. And the fourth one says, no, you're trying to miyashiv the stira? What, are you crazy? It's not a stira. They're the same thing. Lefisha al yedei agerim Yisrael begalot. The Gemara says the reason we're galot is to get gerim. So why would we want them? That's the reason we're in galot.
No, but we're in galot to get them, so we want them.
No, because the implication, how is Tosa reading it? Literally, the only reason we're in galot is to get gerim. So he's like, you're telling me there would be no galot. No churban abayit, no nothing. If God didn't want Garim, that's very nice for the Garim, but that's really bad for us, right? So now we have four answers in Tosfot. We have four answers in Tosfot. The first two answers in Tosfot from Rashi in different places are, one is they don't keep the mitzvot, and the second is they don't keep the mitzvot and we're responsible for that. That is very hard to be Yashu the Gemara in Pesachim. Number three is, no, we're not going to be able to live up to our responsibilities of loving the Ger and not hurting the Ger, and therefore we're going to be punished. That works perfectly with the Gemara in Pesachim, is that we really, really want Gerim. In fact, we want Gerim so much that God makes sure we take care of them. And we're just, it's like the Gemara's are doing in Yerushalmi. There's nothing you can ever do to fulfill Kibbut Avayim. It's impossible. The expectations are too high. So you would say, yeah, we really want Gerim. We want them so much that we say you have to treat them like unbelievably. And that's really hard. And therefore, we get punished. We don't live up to it. So that is just saying, right, how is that being the Ashivit? It's saying, yes, we want them, but from a different perspective, it's bad, right? Two different perspectives. The fourth answer is saying, no. No, these are the exact same thing. Meaning, from God's perspective, he wants Gerim. In order to have Gerim, he's making us suffer, right? We are suffering in order to make sure there are Gerim. That is like
Jesus.
Brutal on us, right? That's brutal. We have to go through Gaul to get them. Good. So this is the question. Is according to this type of day, you would say, like, what does that mean, right? Like, so that they get added? Yeah, right? So that's something you're going to have to ask. Tosfot says, V'lo nihira. He said, that's crazy. He thinks exactly like Josh. He says, if that was right, right? He said, what's the second question you have to ask? It's not just a question positive, negative. It's a question proactive or not. He says, if this answer is right, which is, it's terrible to have the Gerim because that's the reason we're in Galut. That would imply that we should be actively getting them, meaning we are suffering for thousands of years of Galut for the sole reason that we want to have Gerim. If that's the case, this isn't just pro-Gerim, it is pro-proselytizing. Because otherwise, why are we suffering? We need to justify our suffering somehow. He says, well, here, if that was the case, how does the halacha make sense in Yivamot? Damar Yivamot, Ovi Kochavim, Hu Abalid Gayer, Omer Lo Maraita, Shabbat Lid Gayer, Tedesh Yisrael, Dvuyim Dechufim, Raminata, Mishun Diyev, Roju. The Gemara says, the first thing we say is, why do you want to be a Jew? It's horrible. We're suffering. Get out of here. Go away. To drive him away. Like, that doesn't work so well if you think. Now, you could say, no, we only want the right people. But, like, come on. If you say that we suffer through the Galut for the sole purpose of finding Gerim, you could say it nicer. Like, then it's hell to be a Jew. I mean, like, why are you? Are you crazy? Besides, it says Gerim are hard. Not, which implies, the Gerim after they convert. Not the goyim and the fact that we're in Galut so that they will become Gerim, is that Gerim are kisabacha. So at this point, Tosfot, how friendly to Gerim does this Tosfot sound so far? We had four answers. The first two, Rashi is like, bad. Terrible. They don't keep mitzvot, so bad. Third one, very nice. Fourth one, sounds nice-ish for Gerim. And then he's like, he removes all, he's like, no, that implies that the process is what is kasha. It's not true. The Gerim themselves, begavra, are kisabachat. At this point, Mordechai's hero jumps up, except it's not Mordechai, it's Rav Avram Hager. Rav Avram Hager says, whoa. Okay, you can just imagine Rav Avram Hager in the Beit Midrash. He's like, people, I'm here. Hello. Va'avram Ger perish lefi shagirin bekiin v'mitzvot u'medaktin v'en kashin v'en Yisrael gizapachat. The Mitochach HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskar on name shal Yisrael shen osin ritzono. He says, oh please, Gerim know the Torah and keep the Torah better than you born Jews, and it is humiliating to you, and God punishes you because you were born Jewish, you went to 12 years of Jewish day school, you went to yeshiva, and just to become a convert, I had to learn Hebrew and Gemara in the original. And you guys, what do you whine when there isn't translation on source sheets? I mean, you are pathetic. God gets angry. What? Do you not understand why he... Now, good. What do you think? Does this answer work well with our Gemara? 100%. He says, look, Why did God send us a galut, according to Rambam ben Aramam? To get the frumest Jews that you'll ever find. The Gerim. Why is it bad for the Jews? Because Jews can't live up to that. Gerim are the Shvitz, min ha-Shvitz. You know, they are the best. The rest of you are pathetic. That's why 2,000 years in galut, to find them. You know, I'll replace you with them because they are better. That's what Rambam ben Aramam. That works excellently with our Gemara, right? Because they can't. Because they are better than anything else by this logic. I don't know. And then you get the third answer, the sixth answer, rather. Sorry. Right. And he gives a proof. Gabe at Sarfit. Sha'amra ma li velach isha elokim. Bate laila has kirat avoni. That as Chazal understand it, the isha at Sarfit said to Eliyahu, right, what are you doing here? By you being here, you are. I'm being punished because God compares me now to you. Right? That's how Chazal understand it. And that's why her son gets ill and dies and Eliyahu has to revive him from the dead. Shemitoch shehu tzadik gamor, because since he was a tzadik, nire la shemaskir hashem avona, that because she's present, that reminds God of her sins. Why theologically being in the presence of a tzaddik makes it worse, I don't know. Viri perish, and the re, Isaac of Dampier, the re, that's his name. If you want to sound from, never say that, just say the re. If you want to sound academic, Rabbi Isaac of Dampier.
Sounds very, very fancy.
Viri perish, lefichach kashim, shenitmu b'Yisrael, no, the problem is because the Gerim get mixed up in the Jews and the Shechina does not take, will not descend onto people who do not have Yichus. And therefore...
That's so frustrating. I thought
there was a
conversation.
And that's why this statement is found in Kiddushin where we're talking about Yuchsin. So here we have, what do we have? We have three perspectives that I am not quite sure what to tell you, how they work with the Gemara in the Gemara in Pesachim. At least two. This one, I mean, maybe they should be Jewish, but Shechina isn't Shara. I don't really know what to do with that. You have two that clearly work very well, which is Gerim are the best Jews ever, right? Or they're good. Well, no, either they're the best Jews ever and make everyone else look bad, or they're good Jews and it's just hard for us to live up to our responsibilities to them. Yeah. It's very easy, right? Or this is the reason we're in Galut. Like, yes, God wants Gerim, but it's Kasha because we are suffering to bring Gerim into the Jewish people, right? In which case, the point is, yeah, from this is the perspective thing. That there's a, we like Gerim, but it's bad for us because we have to be in Galut in order to bring them
in. But then why not process as fast as possible so that we can go back to it?
How many Gerim do we need? Do you have a number? I know, so you know. What is the fastest that we get? How do you know? Maybe it's the Gerim that are going to live in 1,000 years from now. How do you know? I don't know. We just keep doing the mitzvah. I don't understand
until
what you
works.
Want.
Exactly. So why don't I do the same thing with Gerim? Right? Get as many Gerim until it eventually works.
Well, you need the right ones. What are you going to do? Kidnap them? I don't understand. Get them all. Where are you getting these people? What are you doing? That was Tosfos' point. That's why Tosfos said that doesn't seem to be right. They do.
They don't get converts.
No, they do commit, but no, that's not true. They do kirim once for Shem Mitzvah.
Not as much as they used to. They do a lot more than
they do a lot. What are you talking about? Not to convert, just keep Shem Mitzvah.
No, yeah, they really have stopped a lot of their.
No, they don't.
They're telling you from going to many.
I have been there while they do it. But I'm saying they do. I don't know who, what,
so
doesn't matter.
Why don't they try to convert everybody? Then you'd have enough people.
Okay. So, right, interestingly, what you see is that this tension, right, between the two Gemara, right, this is where you have creative tension, right? You have one Gemara that implies that, like, the entire reason we're in Galut is to get Gerim, which implies positive, and then you have this Kisapachat. So as we saw, we said methodologically, what can you do when you have two statements? You either say it's Machloket, which might be what Rashi thinks. You can look at it different perspectives, right, which is what you get, that on the one hand, yes, we want them. On the other hand, it's very hard for Jews because we can't keep the mitzvot that we are responsible to them or not as good for us, right? Or Now, interestingly, none of these sheets would say it depends on the Ger. Right? You very easily could have said it depends on the Ger.
Yeah,
who does say that?
That sounds like what Rabbi Nachman said, similar. Because assuming that, like, not... Like, he's not saying every Ger becomes better than the rest of the Jews.
I mean, no. I mean, he does sort of say that, but... But what would be a very easy other answer, which is it depends on the ger. If you want to say it depends on the ger, where nobody has explicitly said that, what would you say? Which ger, what does it depend on?
They do good or not.
Yes, the good gerim, it's worth going to galut for them. And the bad gerim, tisabachad, who does say that explicitly? The Rambam. The Rambam says it. Number seven, he says, mipnei ze amru. Chachamim kashan them gerim Yisrael keneged tzaraat sheruban chozer b'shvil davar umatan Yisrael. He said because most of them go back, they trick the Jews. The kasher never lefrosh menachar shen gairo. Once they convert, it's hard to keep them away. Seilamad meiru b'davar maaseigo b'kivur etavrav v'chemron nesiona asaf suf hayubem chila. Meaning, he said, what is kashan lehen applying to? The ones who are the wrong gerim, which he thinks is many, a majority. But still, his point is it's clear that what does that statement refer to? The wrong type of ger. By implication, there are gerim to whom it does not apply. And therefore, you can open up the possibility that that is.
But that answer that applies to also some Jews. So like, why single out the gerim with that?
Sure, you want to kick out some Jews, is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying like some of them are just
would you like to vote on this?
Okay. No, there were some Jews who like tried to convert away from it and they would convert back when the time was right for them. I remembered one traveler in Spain.
Yes, they did. Okay. Sure, apostasy was a problem.
But he would come back, like, people used it to their advantage. Oh, I'm in a Christian town, I'm a Christian.
Yes, I know
I'm
they
in
did.
A Jewish town,
yes,
I'm a Jew.
They did.
So why
yes.
don't we kick them out, though, by this logic?
Okay.
No, didn't you say something that if you're an apostate that you could be kicked out? Didn't you tell me something like
that? I said, Smachal Grishonim. I said, Rashi thought that you can't lose Jewishness, but the Gaonim thought you could.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, we spent a long time in it. The Gaonim thought you could. Miri quotes that position that you could just lose Jewishness.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep. I didn't say we paskin like that, but I didn't say we didn't, right? I mean, we don't, but it's not as black and white as people make it out, as if everyone in history always paskin like Rashi. It's not true. There were many, right, Achronim, who way after this are still paskinning the wise, big names like the Nesivos and stuff like that, who do not fully paskin like Rashi, who think that you know, just because you have a Jewish mother doesn't make you fully Jewish, right? And all types of interesting shito in terms of apostasy, in terms of whether what? So no, it's apostasy. It's not it's like Balchuv, it's apostasy.
Actually, like, you know,
like convert to another religion,
then,
and then
he says that some religions
yes, they can do tshuva, but there was a minhag in many places in Europe that they had to get tefillah again. Tefillah ger, yeah. What? Yeah, so this was a big discussion, right? Rashi is responding then and saying no, but there was clearly a minhag in many places that you did, right? This is a push and pull. Okay, so the first question that, again, so the first question that you have to deal with is how do you deal with the contrary implications? Again, at this point, we've now seen positions that probably think is a machloket, positions that look at it in different gerim, different perspectives, right? Or the one shita that actually ties it together and says, look, we really want gerim, but that's why we're in galut, so it's just not good for us. Which, again, is a perspective thing. Okay, right? So we've seen basically all those methodologies play out. Now, if you go back to source 2 here, the smog, right? This is also Balatot, so 13th century this time. Yes. Sefer Mitzvot Gadol. And he says as follows. Kvar dorashti ligalut Yerushalayim asher b'sfarad l'shar galiyot edom. I gave a drasha to those people in Galut Yerushalayim, the people who were right, sent into Galut from Yerushalayim in Spain, l'shar galiyot edom, into all the other Christian lands. Ki atah she'aricha galut yoter midai, that not that the exile has gone on too long. Yesh liYisrael havdil mehavlei haolam v'le'echoz b'chotomo shakadosh baruch hu. The Jews should separate from the vanities of this world and hold on to the seal of God. Shu emet, which is truth. What? Yeah, source 2. Right at the top. V'shelo l'shaker lo Yisrael v'lo l'goyim v'lo l'atod v'mishum inyan. Right, not to lie to Jews, non-Jews, anybody, not to trick them at all, and to sanctify ourselves even with things that are permitted. And when God comes to save us, Yomru HaGoyim, the nations will say, Bidin Asa. God, you are right for saving the Jews. Tihem Anshe Emet, because they are truthful people. V'torat Emet Bifihem, and truth is in their lips. Aval Im Yitnahagu Magoyim B'Ramaut, but if we act with the non-Jews deceptively, Yomru Re'u Ma'asak Lish Baruch Hu Shebachar Lechelko Ganafim V'Ramayim. The people will say, why would God choose a bunch of thieves and liars? V'od Katav, and it says, and now he quotes the pasuk from our Gemara, that our Gemara builds on in Oshes, Ratil Ba'aretz, Klum Zorea Dem Korechad El Nimso Kama Korem, Kach Zorea HaKadosh Baruch Hu Et Yisrael Ba'artso Kidei Sheyitafsu Aleihem Geirim. The Kolzman She Mitnahagin Bahem B'Ramaut Midbak Bahem. And if you're a bunch of liars, why would anyone want to join you? So what does the Smag say?
Depends on the time.
So let's analyze the Smag. So we said we said there's two things you have to analyze in this Gemara. Right? One is the conversion side, and the other is the Galut side. So which one is the Smag? What does the Smag think the main point of this Gemara is?
The
Galut. And what is the point? Come on, think methodologically. What does he think the point of the Gemara is, and how does it solve our problem on the level of the contradiction about conversion? He says the chiddush of this is not about conversion. The main chiddush it's teaching us is it's about galut. And he says, what does it mean when the Gemara says that we're sent into galut? What are we supposed to learn from that? But what does he do?
Other people notice us.
He says it's not about converts. This is not a statement about converts. It's a statement about Jews. It's how do you act in Galut? He's like, the point of this is not, right? I mean, yes, we want Gerim, but what is he saying? This is not really about the Gerim. It's you should act in such a way that would make Gerim want to join you. Right? So is it in contradiction with the other Gemara? Not really. Meaning he's saying, look, whether the converts are right or not, maybe it depends on the convert, maybe it depends on the time, but that's not the main thrust of this Gemara. The main thrust of this Gemara is that it's giving you guidance for Galut, which is not, because what's the methodological assumption of the Smag? I want to break it down with you. What does the Smag see in our Gemara? Until now, we've assumed that the Gemara is like making like some theological descriptive statement. What's the Smag's problem with that? More than that, he thinks it's a normative statement. He's like, why would God tell you that he sent you in Galut to get Gerim? His assumption is it must be normative because there's something that you should do. Right? If he's just telling you why God sent you in Galut, that's very nice. If there's not an implication for our acts, then who cares? So Rudy says, oh, what that means is you should actively convert people. The Smog says, no, it's not that either. Right? He solves multiple things at one time. He says, what it means, first of all, it has to be normative, not descriptive. But what's the norm? So if it really meant go out and get Gerim, then you're right. We have all types of kashas, like Tosfot's question, which is, then why don't we go out and proselytize? Or how can you say such bad things about Gerim? So the Smog changes. He says, no, you should go into Galut to, it's not really about Gerim. It's about spreading the word of God such that people would want to join the Jewish people. What does that mean about any specific gear? Nothing. Right? Nothing.
No.
Meaning the main point of the Gemara in Pesachim is not you should want Gerim, you should not want Gerim, is you should be the type of people in Galut that make people want to join the nation. The second question of which gear, is he good, is he not? That's like a different question. Like they're sort of technically related, but the main purpose of that Gemara is not about the Gerim as much as it is about Galut, which is, what is your role in Galut? Whether Gerim joining you is more of a siman, right? Siman than a siba. It's like, right. It's indicative of the fact that you're acting properly and spreading God's name properly. And like, if people join you, that proves that you're doing the right thing. maybe we also want the gay rim, but like, since that's not the focus, the focus on how you act, right? It's not really in tension with the question of whether any particular gay rim is good for the Jewish people, because the main focus of the Gemara is how do you act such that gay rim would want to join you, which is a different perspective. So here again, we have a totally different methodological move. Is the problem that we had before was that we assumed that the focus of both statements were gerim, and therefore we had to say, okay, is it a machloket? Is it two different perspectives on gerut? Is it two different types of gerim? But now another possibility is to say it's about gerut, but that's not the focus. The focus is the chiddush in galut, and if the chiddush is about galut, so then it could be that, yeah, meaning there is a little bit of tension, but they're speaking in different goals. And therefore, like, you don't really have to work it out. They're saying different things. Because this doesn't even speak to that question, right? This doesn't speak to the question at all.
Because we're supposed to be good enough that we want people to convert, right?
Correct.
But then we say, no, we don't want you to convert and make you do the whole three-time.
Yes, that's right.
It just seems like a
correct. Correct.
So what should we do?
No, we're not.
If it's that bad, then we shouldn't make it that hard for them to convert.
Why?
We're good people. We want them to
convert. Correct, but we want the right people to convert.
We're not doing it so that way they want
to. That's what he just said. Didn't you just say that we're supposed to do so that they want to convert?
No, the main focus is about us, right? Conversion is almost an afterthought. It's you should be the type of people that would attract people to join you. Whether that's a different story of how active you have to be in that, that's a different story, right? That's what he's saying. He's saying the focus is you, right? But again, what that comes to is what it, as I said, right, this Gemara, there's really two things going on. There's a statement about Galut and there's a statement about Geirut. Until now, we were focused on the Geirut, and then there's a tension. But if you think it's fundamentally more about Galut and how you act in Galut, so then it minimizes the tension because they're really talking about different perspectives. Now, Rudy is right that the question that you now have to ask is, okay, if you have the smog, so maybe you can soften it and say, yeah, why do we push away Geirut? Well, it's not really about Geirim. It's more about being the type of person that the people that would bring Geirim and the right Geirim. But like, obviously, we push them away because like, we're very picky. It's more about being the type of people that the right people will come to. But like, we can be very selective or something like that. But at some level, this question should spill over because if you don't take it that weakly, right, you take it more like some of the answers in Tosfot, which is like, no, we literally went into Galut for this purpose. Or it's Geirim are only bad because they're better than us. So then you do have to ask the question, okay, well, how much should that translate into our willingness to give Gemara? You do need to ask that question. Now we know that the Gemara in Yavamo that was quoted, I didn't give it to you again, but the Gemara in Yavamo, which talks about the halacha of Geirut, indeed says that what do? Right? Yes. We push. We push. And we say, it's horrible to be a Jew. We're suffering. Da, 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 da. So you do need to ask, is that the only perspective? And here there's a little bit of a tension because on the one hand, that Gemara sounds very much like the bar is very high and we do everything in our power to push them away up till, you know, like if they really, really push through, then Mekabel Natan Miyad. But like the standard is very high. So how would that work in our Gemara? You'd say, okay, fine, we want Gerim, but only the really, 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 really right Gerim. However, there are other Gemara that sound a little bit more like Rudy wants them to sound, which is, no, we want Gerim, and therefore, if you really want Gerim, then it can't just be that you want the perfect Gerim, because perfect is hard to come by.
We'll come back.
So what Gemara, oh, good. So which Gemara implies that not only is this perspective theoretical, but that it actually spills over into a more, I don't want to say lenient, but a more open perspective on conversion. Which Gemara implies that? It's a very famous Gemara. Yeah, very good. It's the series of Gemara about Shammai and Hillel, where Shammai is the purest, And Hillel is not the purest. If you see a number five, these are, you probably know all these Gemaras, the Tanur Rabbanan. There was a guy who came to Shammai, and he said, how many Torahs do you have? Amar lo shtayim. Torah shebichtav, Torah shebal peh. He says, two. I have a written and an oral. Amar lo shebichtav ani ma'amincha, shebal peh ani ma'amincha. He says, the written one, I trust you, I believe you. The oral one, I don't. Gairenia manash delaney Torah shebichtav. So convert me on condition that I only learn Torah shebichtav. Garbo votsia ben Zifa. He yelled at him and kicked him out. Goodbye. Balifne Hillel, Girei. He came to Hillel and Hillel converted him. Yoma kama amarle, Aleph bet gimel dalit. So the first day he taught him, Aleph bet gimel dalit. Lamachar ifechle. I'm looking at the time now. At least we'll get through this Gemara. We'll probably have to continue next week. That's life. Okay. Conversion's a big topic. What can you do? The next day, he switched it and he said, okay, this is. What I showed you is an aleph is a dalet. What I showed you is a bet is a gimel. What I showed you is a gimel is a bet. Amar le voedmal amar le achia. Well, you said the opposite yesterday. Amar le lava lai didi kasamach. He said, well, aren't you relying on me, on my oral tradition that I just gave you about what the letters are? Dalpenam yisroch alai. So then rely on me for the oral tradition, right? He's like, there's no difference in written and oral. You don't even know how to read if I don't tell you. Good. Next story. Shuv ma'ase begoyecha chabal v'nei shamay amar legamei manatzil eni kol dar kulak shani omid al rel galachat. This is probably more famous than the first one. Teach me the whole Torah on one foot. Dachafo. I must admit that I know that the lesson of the Gemara is you're supposed to be like Hillel, but there's no doubt in my mind I would be like Shammai.
Yeah.
Right? There's no doubt in my mind. I don't have it in me. Dachafo ba'amar abin. I don't know if I would hit him with the stick, the measuring stick, literally, the yardstick, should be out why he was holding it, right? He was literally holding a yardstick, right? Oh, like, it's like the classic old teacher, right? Just smacking him. Baldifnei Hillel, Girei, Hillel converted. Marmelo da'alach sani, l'chavrech lotavid, we call it our kulav idach peirosha, who's Zilgmor, he said. What? Not one foot, he's like, the whole Torah, what your friend wouldn't want you to do to him, what you wouldn't want to be done, don't do to your friend. That's the whole Torah, and the rest go learn. Parenthetically, that last line is the main point here. It's not, everyone focuses on the first half. No, the main part is the second half, which is now learn Kol Torah Kula and figure out how my one line integrates in the whole Torah. It's not saying that you don't have to care about the whole Torah, which is a real quote. It's like, yep, that's all you need to know. Right, the golden rule, and then everything's okay. Who cares about this law stuff? No, it's the Idah Zilgmor. They forget the equally important, which is go learn the rest. Yes. Shuv Maizeb. I hope so. Shuv Maizeb Goyecha. There was another guy. Over Achori Ben Amedrish, Rishama Kol Sofer, Shayomer, Ve'elet, Vogedem Asher Yasu Choshen Ve'efo. You heard next week's Parsha. And he heard all the beautiful clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Amar Halalami. He said, who wears them? Amar Lo. The Kohen Gadol. I said, fine, I'll convert, but I want to be Kohen Gadol. Kicked him out. Hillel converted him. He said, okay, but you can't be king unless you learn how to be king. So I'll teach you all the rules of being a king. So he was reading, came in Shegiah, he got to the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Bazar Krev Yumat, that the non-Kohen who comes to the Bein HaMikdash dies. Amar Lai Mikra Zamin Emar, he says, who's that about? Amar Lo, Filo David Melch Yisrael, anybody, even the king. Naz Oto Ger Kalvachomer Basmos, the care made a Kalvachomer. Uma Yisrael Shinikruban Lamaka, Mitov Avachavam Karlahem Bini Bechay Yisrael. The Jews are the son of God, in fact, God loves them so much, he called them his firstborn. And it says that anyone who comes into the Beit HaMikdash will die. Ger HaKal, the little Ger, Shabbat Maklo V'Tarmilo, who comes with his stick and his money pouch. Alachet Kama V'Kama. And he's like, I don't have to be Kohen Gadol. But Levnei Shammai, Omer Lo. And then he comes to Shammai and says, Klum Roi, and he looks Kohen Gadol. But Levnei Shammai, Omer Lo. But Levnei Hillel, Omer Lo. Anvaton Hillel, Yanuch Lo, Chabracha Roshecha. He comes to Shammai and yells at him. You could have just told me the Torah said I can't. Why'd you hit me? And he says, Hillel, because you were an anav, you were humble, I bless you. Shekir Raftani, Tacha Kamfei Shechina. You brought me under the wings of the Shechina. Liyamim Yizdagu Shlashim Echem Echad. And once they were in one place, Hillel, Shammai, and this Ger, Amar Kaptenuto, Shal Shammai, Bikshal Tardeni Min Olam. Shammai is, being a stickler for the rules, I don't know. threaten to basically drive me from the world. Now, the problem is that at some level, right, so you could say, what do we learn from here, is that there's actually different perspectives, right? And therefore, maybe some of the more negative ones are Shammai-esque, because he's saying, listen, I really would like to avoid Gerim, or maybe only the perfect Gerim, right? So you could say, right, Lav Dafka, right? It could be I don't want Gerim, or I only want the perfect Gerim, and because most people aren't as strict as Shammai, that's why we get Kesap Achad, right? They're not necessarily related, but it's true that Shammai does not have Rudy's perspective. And he doesn't say, well, we want Gerim, so let's lower standards. He's like, no, Ad La Shamayim. What about Hillel? So Hillel does seem to be, but the question is, how much does he lower it? And what exactly is he saying? So Tosfot is Mechadesh in 6, in the two lines from the bottom, that he says, Hillel saw in them that they were going to be good Gerim. Right? Like, even though they had, you know, a mouth on them, right? He knew that once they got in, they'd be good Gerim. Now, that's interesting. Now, again, what does that mean? So it does mean that at some level, Hillel's perspective, he didn't necessarily lower the standard. It's just that he doesn't think everyone has to be at that level at the beginning, but he's not going to let people in who he doesn't think will be at that standard. So again, you do see a possibility that at some level Hillel is proactively giving Gerim at least the benefit of the doubt to make it easier. He's not eliminating standards, but you do see a certain softening which could emerge from the position that we really, really would like Gerim, and therefore, you know, we have to be realistic. Right? If you want to have Gerim, you do need to at some level be a little bit more realistic about what you expect. Okay, that's week one. Let's say we'd spend one more week on the Gerim. It's a long sheet. And honestly, the perspectives on Gerim are very complicated. And again, you know, even though it's like one line in the Gemara, it's a very far-reaching theological claim, right, that we went into Galut for this. But again, you have to keep in mind, as I said, that there's really two things going on. There's the Gerim one, and then there's the Galut part of it and how much they interact. We focused mostly on the Gerim, but we saw how in the Smog, right, the more you think about Galut, the less it actually teaches you about Gerut per se. We'll see more, including how some of these perspectives play out in later poskim, later thinkers. And then I'll do a little bit of academic stuff with you from Rami Reiner, just showing how perspectives on Gerut actually developed through the position of the Balei Tosfot, and actually you can trace not just different positions, but actually a development within time where, at least amongst the Balei Tosfot, there seems to be a development towards a more positive perspective within the Balei Tosfot. It's not just like random shittot, but it's actually like a generational thing in terms of which types of interpretations become popular, which is very interesting, but we'll leave it there. Josh, you have the last word for this week.
So conversion doesn't just like not work when you do it on a 10-9, it's impossible.
Say it again?
Conversion doesn't just like not work when you do it on
apparently not. Impossible. Apparently not, right? Yeah, or at least like not if you think they don't really care. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll continue next week.